Hey folks, just a quick update before we start. We have a relatively short podcast for you today on our way into the July 4th weekend. And since it is 4th of July, we will be off tomorrow and back again to our regular programming after the long weekend. All right, here we go.
I can imagine what can be and be unburdened by what has been, you know?
What can be unburdened by what has been?
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 What we can see, what we believe can be unburdened by what has been.
What can be.
Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics. I'm Joe Anditas. Let's get to it. It's Wednesday, July 3rd, 2024. Welcome to Day 1261. Joe Biden privately acknowledged that he's keeping an open mind about the future of his presidential campaign, telling a key ally in the aftermath of the debate that he may not be able to stay in the race if he can't prove he's up to the job. He sees the moment, the person said. He's clear-eyed, adding he's not oblivious. Another top advisor added that Biden was well aware of the political challenge he faces. He knows if he has two more events like that, we're in a different place by the end of the weekend. In response to the reports, the White House said this is false, adding that Biden is absolutely not considering stepping down. And in a call with campaign staff, Biden said, "Let me say this as clearly as I possibly can, as simply and straightforward as I can. I am running. No one is pushing me out. I'm not leaving. I'm in this race to the end, and we're going to win." Since the debate, Biden and his campaign staff have engaged in an all-hands-on-deck effort to defend his fitness for office, reassure lawmakers, quell donor anxiety, and boost party morale. Dozens of Democratic lawmakers, however, have reportedly circulated a letter demanding that Biden withdraw from the race. Two Democrats, Representative Raul Grijalva of Arizona and Representative Lloyd Doggett of Texas, have publicly called on Biden to drop out. And finally, organizers in Arizona and Nebraska have gathered more signatures than required to place measures on November's ballot to add abortion rights to their state constitutions. The Arizona Abortion Access Act would amend the state constitution and establish the right to abortion, barring the state from restricting access to abortion before viability. In Nebraska, there could be two competing constitutional amendments put to voters, one that would add the right to abortion to the state constitution, and another that would enshrine the state's current ban on most abortions after 12 weeks of pregnancy. Voters in Colorado, Florida, Maryland, Nevada, and South Dakota will also decide whether to amend their respective state constitutions to recognize the right to abortion. That's all for now. You can find the links and sources for all of these stories on the main website. And as always, visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines. Until next time, I'm Joe Anditas.